Good morning, fellow brides-to-be. I would like to propose a toast to our official first day of wedding planning.
Ooh, champagne in the morning? I love engaged DJ. It's a little more on brand.
We have got to stay sharp, ladies. We have a big day at the wedding expo.
Well, here's to a day that's stress-free, conflict-free, and chock full of food that's free. This may be the coffee talking, but I love you guys.
And making all of our triple wedding decisions together. That way we can sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the engagement.
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
No. Still coffee.
Well, hello, fiancé.
Well, hello, fiancé.
You know, I'll never get tired of hearing that.
Well, that's one person's opinion.
Wedding or not, here I come.
Hello, fiancé.
Hello, fiancé.
How do I unsubscribe from this?
As the leader of the He-Wolf Pack, I will be representing the grooms at today's wedding expo.
But wait, who made you the leader?
I did. It is my job as the leader.
You know, I gotta start going to those meetings.
The next time you see me, I will be awash in cummerbunds, bow ties, and Mel Spanx. You should come, Esteban. You're looking a little fluffy.
Esteban is not looking fluffy. And besides, he's babysitting Tommy and Danielle today. Thank you, fiancé.
You're welcome, fiancé.
I'd make fun of you two some more, but it's really hard to find free childcare.
All right, let's go, she-wolves.
Kimmy, we're not spending the night at the wedding expo.
No, this is my freebie bag. You know how much stuff they give away at these things?
Oh, that explains why we have an attic full of tiki torches and crazy straws.
When the power goes out, we can throw a root beer party.
Oh, no. Mom's got her freebie bag out. Let me guess, wedding expo?
You know where I got this bag?
At the luggage expo?
No, off the luggage carousel at the airport. You know the rule. As soon as it goes around twice, it's up for grabs.
Yeah, I don't think that's the rule.
You weren't complaining when I gave you those pants.
Well, wish me luck. I have my audition for Pippin today.
Kimberly, our little girl is now a big High School Musical star.
Before you know it, she'll start giving us attitude, the same way Zac Efron did when we cornered him in that alley.
Oh, Mom, I'm gonna audition too.
Oh, wow, I always knew you had the soul of an artist.
If I do the play, I can get out of P.E.
Come on, Jackson, you gotta give me something to work with.
I've been running my lines. Watch this. It's a non-speaking role.
I've been trying to cast you in that role for years.
Okay, guys, don't forget, you're all meeting us later at the wedding expo to look at outfits.
Pass. I gotta practice for my chess club tournament. And besides, if I start talking napkin patterns, there goes my entire day. But I will leave you with this. No animal prints. I'm talking to you, Gibbler.
Place. This is amazing. I mean, there's a cake bar and a candy bar. Ooh, and the best kind of bar, an open bar.
Where to begin? Well, that's a rhetorical question, of course, because I brought a checklist on my clipboard of fun. Look at all these free samples! And free signs!
Thank you. Hello, ladies. I'm Marie McDermott of McDermott Wedding Planning.
I'm Kimmy Gibbler.
Of Gibbler Style Party Planning?
You've heard of me?
Yes. We were warned about you in the morning meeting.
Did you hear that? People are talking.
So, who's the lucky bride?
I am.
We are. It's a triple wedding. But we're not marrying each other.
Hey, you could do worse.
A triple wedding. Oh. Pleasing one bride is tough enough, but pleasing three brides, it's insanity.
Oh, no, that's not us. Even though we are very different, we've known each other our entire lives, and we know exactly what we want.
Fabulous, then. What's the theme?
Traditional romantic.
Eccentric yet unpredictable.
Purple.
Super sexy and, you know, funky, like Prince.
Excuse us, Maureen. We still have some details to hash out.
Okay, so we aren't exactly on the same page, but that's why we're here. And I'm sure out of all this stuff, there is something we can agree on.
Maybe next time you can have this discussion after you release me from this bag.
Yeah, well, maybe next time you can pay the $5 entrance fee.
Entrance fee? Do I look like a fool?
Actually, yes.
Hey, Max. How's chess life treating you?
I'm working on a theoretical variation on the Budapest Gambit. Oh, I forgot I was talking to a civilian. It's fine.
Hey.
Hey.
How'd the audition go?
I think it went okay. I mean, you never know with these things. But, oh, who am I kidding? I killed it, brought it back to life, and then killed it again for fun. If it isn't non-speaking tree number 5.
It was so weird. The director asked me to speak, and then he asked me to sing, which is a form of speaking with melody and rhythm.
Look at you. One day in the theater, and already you're learning things.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Usually when all eyes are on me at school, it's because I'm accidentally wearing Ramona's pants.
Oh! The director just emailed the cast list. Wait, this can't be right. I didn't get the leading player. I'm the understudy?
Whoa. It says I got the leading player.
Oh, boy, this play just got interesting. Okay, there has to be a mistake. You got the lead? I've rehearsed for months, and now you're the star of the show.
Now, Ramona, to be fair, I'm sure Jackson must have done something to impress the director. Jackson, did you do something to impress the director?
I don't know. I guess he said I sung like an angel. But I assume he said that to everyone.
Oh, please. A jock tries slumming it in theater and everybody wants him? It's so early Glee.
I guess I shouldn't tell her I liked early Glee.
I guess I shouldn't tell her I thought I was auditioning for Cats.
So, Max, what do you say? You up for a little chess game?
You're on. You've been way too confident since my mom said yes.
Checkmate.
Wait, what just happened?
Dude, you fell for my trademark Steve Hale 4-move checkmate. Yep, that's right. Steve Hale's got some tricks up his sleeve.
This is unbelievable.
Max, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm storming off in a huff.
Catalina, I love this wedding expo.
Did you get your teeth whitened?
Yes. This place is like Disneyland for my face.
Fernando, aren't you supposed to be here looking at cummerbunds and bow ties for the He-Wolf pack?
Who can focus on the He-Wolves in this fabulous wonderland? I got a free facial, and now I'm off to cake tasting. I heard a rumor they have cake that tastes like pie.
Who wants to see what I just found? I do. Red roses. They're timeless, and they're classic, and they're
boring.
I mean, they're too formal for a wedding at the beach. No one is going to take their shoes off at a wedding with red roses.
Who said anything about the beach? And no one's taken off their shoes at my wedding.
Yeah, you can't put a podiatrist in a room full of bare feet. Steve will be distracted by every bunion.
Exactly. It's like for me if there were a bunch of dogs at the wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We gotta have dogs at our wedding. Without dogs, who will dance with the cats?
No. No, we are not having dogs or cats at the wedding, okay? But I will tell you what we are having is a karaoke machine. Because it's not a wedding until I'm singing When Doves Cry with someone's drunk cousin.
So, no cats, but you can have doves and drunk cousins.
Okay, obviously we are disagreeing on a lot of details, like where the wedding will be and how tacky you two want it to be.
What, we're tacky? You're wearing a tiara around a convention center.
Well, I am the queen of Christmas.
Oh, lady with tacky tiara. Must be DJ.
Berta from Berta's Bridal?
Wait, this is the Berta?
Ah, you've been imitating her for the last 2 years.
I've been imitating you for the last 2 years, DJ. Oh, my Milanta, wrong dress.
Wow, she sounds just like you.
Berta sound nothing like DJ.
So, Berta, are you selling your dresses here? Because we need dresses.
You want dress? Berta give you good deal. But first, you must do Berta a favor. Berta lost her models for runway show. Now, you three will be my models.
Oh, well, that's very flattering, Berta, but we have very limited time here today.
How about I give you 5% discount?
Not interested.
How about I tell security you smuggled in a man in a duffel bag?
Yay! We get to play dress up!
Here's your sandwich, Tommy.
No crust, please.
Crust? What do you think? I'm new? I'm the sandwich guy. Oh. Well, if it isn't Bobby Fischer, I've been searching for you.
Okay, the only reason you beat me is because I didn't know you could play. I let my guard down.
If you say so.
Your condescension enrages me. Stay here. I'm going to get my chessboard.
Hey, Steve, you got a minute?
Yeah, well, I was just commanded by an 11-year-old not to move, and Tommy's eating a sandwich, so I'm not going anywhere.
Listen, I need some advice. I feel like since I got the part Ramona wanted, I should drop out of the play.
So do it.
But I actually really like being on stage. It felt kind of cool to be someone I'm not.
So don't do it?
But Ramona really wants the part. I mean, she's been looking forward to this for a long time, and I just sort of stumbled into it.
No wonder parents are always so tired.
You're right. I should give it up. Thanks, Steve. You're a great problem solver.
Hey, well, that's what I'm here for. I'm not just a pretty face.
Hey, Jackson, I've been thinking about the play.
Yeah, Ramona, I've been thinking, too.
You should drop out.
Oh, that's crazy. Jackson was just saying that...
Hold on, pretty boy, I want to hear this.
You both know you really don't care about this play. Now, I've been working my butt off for this for 6 months, and you come out of the woodwork and take my part. Literally, you were supposed to be a tree.
Have you ever thought that I may be a better singer than you?
No, I never thought that. You have no idea how much effort it takes to be the lead of a play. Chances are you're gonna end up quitting.
I considered it, but now I'm definitely not doing that.
Guys, I would hate to break up the fun, but your folks are waiting for you at the wedding expo.
Fine, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm out of here too.
Hey, at least we're cool, right?
There's Quest.
Well, let's hope Berta's bridal dresses are better than her bridesmaids' dresses. We look like flavors of frozen yogurt. By the way, I ordered a frozen yogurt machine for the wedding. Where's the reception gonna be? Chuck E. Cheese?
No, dogs aren't allowed at Chuck E. Cheese.
There are no dogs allowed at my wedding.
And before you say anything, we're not having my wedding at Chuck E. Cheese. Hey, I'm the one who said no to Chuck E. Cheese. But now I'm tempted to bring a banjo-playing mechanical rat to the church.
Just stop coming up with crazy ideas and do what I say.
And there we have it. Just like DJ, always in charge. Well, you know what? I want my wedding to have a little personality. You want the pumpkin spice latte of weddings.
How dare you? PSLs are seasonal and delicious with just the right amount of nutmeg. Well, your ideas are like Bud Light with... Well, I don't drink beer, so I can't finish the insult, but you get my point.
DJ, that was the pumpkin spice latte of comebacks.
Ladies! It's go time! Big smiles! Or not! Berta don't care. Get on stage.
Check. Checkmate.
What? Ah! How on earth did you do that?
It's called skill. Buy my book. It's called skill.
Oh, great game, Max.
Ironically, that's the name of my second book. And, you know, you weren't so bad yourself. I mean, just now you were. But in the last game, you beat me. Fair and square.
Man, I wonder how good I'd be if I'd stuck with it when I was your age.
Well, why didn't you? I mean, you seem to have a modicum of natural talent.
Why do you sound so surprised?
Well, I mean, the only things I ever knew about you were that you're a high school wrestling champion with an affinity for sandwiches. Not usually the biography of a grandmaster.
Well, you know, I guess I let people think for years that I was just some jock when I was, like, secretly a nerd who loved to play chess and cook and speak French.
How do you say sorry for being a sore loser in French?
You really want to know, or are you just trying to say sorry?
I guess I'm just trying to say I'm sorry. I'm not used to losing. I mean, you've met the people who live in this house.
Apology accepted.
I've got to say, it's going to be nice having another brainiac in the house. Getting really tired of being paired up for Trivial Pursuit with Jackson. Or Cosmo. I'm glad we got to hang out today.
Me too.
Question. Are you actually obsessed with sandwiches, or is that part of your cool guy persona as well?
Oh, no, I love sandwiches.
Oh, hello, DJ.
I didn't know Berta asked you to model.
She didn't. But I'm giving the people what they want.
Fernando, are you wearing makeup?
Of course. If it's free, it's for me.
younger sister has to steal the attention, and the older sister has to judge and tell the younger sister what to do. Tell you what you're not doing. A wedding on the beach with a bunch of dogs and toads. Oh, well, guess what? I used to jump on your bed with my dirty feet. You did not. Oh, but I did. You slept in my dirty feet sheets. Monster.
Let's find our parents and get this over with.
Now, look, karaoke machine. Here's your chance to blow me away with your golden voice.
A purple Prince-themed wedding? That makes no sense. Well, it does to me, because you wouldn't let me listen to Prince in our room when we were kids. The CD had explicit lyrics. Seriously, let's get back to my thing.
Of course I don't, ladies.
You are making a mockery of the Lower Knob Hill Bridal Expo. Now get out of the way so I can show everyone what an elegant bridesmaid looks like.
Elegant? You look like you belong in Willy Wonka's wedding party.
Well, I like it. And Berta said she could make it into a wedding dress for me.
Oh, no. No, you are not wearing that at our wedding.
Mm-mm. Oh, look who's being controlling now.
What, you want her to wear this to the wedding?
But of course not. It's a disaster.
Stop fighting. I've been waiting for this moment all day. You know what? I knew it was gonna be like this.
No, you're always having
to have the weird triple party. No, get off my train! I'm trying to leave the station!
Kimmy!
Oh, we were insane to think we could pull off a triple wedding. It was an impossible dream.
To dream the impossible dream. To fight the unbeatable.
That's who I want singing at my wedding. Me too. To me three. Finally, we agree on something.
To run where the fury cannot go. To
Jackson?
Ride the unrideable.
That's my son! That's my nephew! That's my... I don't know what to call it, but I live in the same house as him!
Your arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star.
Something like that. The director seemed to enjoy it.
The sound came out of you?
I know. I scared myself the first time.
I was wrong. You have to be the leading player. I would be honored to be your understudy.
For real? Oh, thank you, Ramona.
Oh, one more thing. You're wearing my pants again.
I can't believe this day. I mean, I don't know if Jackson singing like Susan Boyle was the most ridiculous thing that happened. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. We all got out of control.
Yeah, it was scary. I don't even like it when we almost fight. Steph, what is it? Oh, I never thought I would be someone that cared this much about a wedding, but I do. And the fact that we're doing it all together, I want it to be perfect. Steph, you're getting married. It is a big deal. And we all want it to be perfect. But at the end of the day, perfect isn't about table settings and roses. It's about the three of us making it to the end of the aisle without killing each other.
From now on, we just have to compromise.
And listen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kimmy, listen to me. You are not wearing that bird hat.
Fine, DJ, you can wear it.